State agency officials say they're aware that it's hard to arrive at reliable data to track Florida's human trafficking victims. But Florida Department of Children and Family Secretary Mike Carroll says an assessment tool developed by DCF and the Florida Department of Juvenile Justice has helped.
If you looked at the numbers previous to that tool being implemented, I would tell you that the numbers are inconsistent at best.
The goal of the human trafficking assessment tool, which has been in place for more than a year, is to assess factors like how many instances involve running away, sexual abuse history, or prostitution. But a recent OPAGA study states there are concerns over the tool's effectiveness. DCF's child protective investigators have complained the screening questions are too broad, redundant, and time-consuming. In fact, some admitted they don't even use it for fear of intimidating victims. But while DJJ staff members have said the tool is lengthy, the report does say they did not have any issues using it. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Kortner.